Biden DHS celebrates program helping illegals finger bat employers for prosecution. By Warner Todd Houston on January 30, 2024. The Biden administration recently celebrated the one-year anniversary of a program that aids illegal aliens in reporting American businesses for violating employment laws, and quietly rewards them with work permits and a sort of backdoor amnesty. On January 17, the Biden Department of Homeland Security, the cabinet-level secretary of which is currently facing impeachment in the House of Representatives, exultantly announced that it had protected more than 1,000 illegal aliens who had been injured while working illegally or had otherwise seen employers breaking federal employment rules. Through its program, DHS boasted that it had protected over 1,000 non-citizen workers who were victims of, or witnesses to, a violation of labor rights. DHS noted that the policy has been used to fast-track illegals into work permits and legalize their immigration status. The announcement added that it is part of Biden's goal of bestowing legal rights on non-citizens. These improvements advance the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to empowering workers and to improving workplace conditions by enabling all workers, including non-citizens, to more freely assert their legal rights, the news release stated. Without noting that people joining the workforce illegally drives down the wages of real Americans, especially for blacks, the DHS press releases goes on to describe in grave terms how employers perpetuate violations with inhumane acts. The press release rails. Fear of reporting violations due to immigration-based retaliation can create an unfair labor market and perpetuate the commission of unlawful and inhumane acts by employers, ranging from non-payment of wages to imposing unsafe working conditions and chilling workers' ability to organize and collectively bargain to improve their work conditions. Non-citizen workers should never be afraid to report exploitation in the workplace or fear retaliatory actions from an abusive employer, said Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro N. Mayorkas, who is currently the subject of impeachment proceedings. He went on. No employer is above the law. DHS will work with our law enforcement partners to hold those who prey on the vulnerability of migrants accountable and provide protection to those who come forward to report abuse. Combating labor exploitation helps ensure fair wages and safe working conditions for all workers in our country. In its press release, DHS went on to tout its liberal legalization policies afforded to illegals that turn witness against American companies, and the agency is expanding the gifts to illegals, noting that a non-citizen granted deferred action based on a labor agency enforcement interest may request a subsequent period of deferred action for an additional 2 years when there continues to be an ongoing labor agency need. The program that allows illegals to rat on employers in exchange for legalized status and work permits was launched in January of 2023. The program also immediately gives people in the country illegally protection from prosecution and deportation when they inform on employers. It has been chiefly deployed in New York, California, and Massachusetts, according to the city. In New York, construction unions have been alerting illegals to the program in order to shut down non-union companies, or at least ensnare them in federal regulatory enforcement actions, the city added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.